First thing I need you to do is to look at this form. And can you give it a quick read? And then I'm going to have you sign at the end. And if you have any questions, just ask. So before we talk about chess, I'd like to know some things about you.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask you a few general questions.
All right.
And then if you want, you can ask me questions too.
Okay.
So first question, do you have any brothers or sisters?
I have a younger brother in fifth grade.
Fifth grade. What's his name?
Reed.
Reed. Fifth grade. So he goes to the school as well?
He goes to Harrison Elementary.
Oh, right. Okay. And so fifth grade, how old is he?
10, I think.
Are you guys good buddies?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Anything else you can tell me about him?
Short, kind of annoying. Almost no respect for my privacy.
Perfect little brother, sounds like.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever hang out together and enjoy each other's company?
No.
No. Maybe that'll change when you get older. How about pets? Do you have any pets at home?
Let's see. I have a dog, a cat, a rabbit, and a horse.
Wow. What are their names?
Cat is Toby. My dog's name is Cody. I named him when I was 3.
Oh, cute.
Rabbit's name is Hank, and the horse is Bystar.
Wow. Wait, so your dog you named when you were 3?
Yeah.
So your dog's getting pretty old now, it sounds like.
Yeah, he's about the same age as my brother.
Wow. How's he doing?
He's still active.
He is.
Acts like a puppy.
Really? What kind of dog?
Absolutely no idea, other than that he's a hound.
Okay. Wow. And how do the dog and the cat get along?
Pretty well, since the cat is, let me think, 18 now.
Oh boy. And is he still active?
Mm-hmm. He walks around a bit. He's getting kind of deaf, I think.
It's amazing. You guys must treat your animals really well to have them live so long. And tell me about your horse.
Let's see, he is a Morgan. So I don't ride him all that much.
So, does anybody else in your family?
Yeah, my mom. Mm. We usually ride him a lot during the summer.
Oh. Okay, so moving on. How about TV? Do you have a favorite TV show that you like to watch? Or movie?
TV show, Malcolm in the Middle.
Watch TV much, but I think I've seen that one before. How about movies?
Oh, let's see. Pirates of the Caribbean, Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, and that new movie, Stardust.
Oh, I didn't see that.
It's pretty good.
Is it? Yeah, it sounded very interesting. Very interesting. Have you seen all three of the new Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah.
So, I actually haven't seen any of them. Okay, so do you like to read books or magazines?
Books, yes.
You do? What do you like to read?
I like fantasy, science fiction, and I usually like a bit of mild darkness to them.
Yeah, okay.
So like the City of Ember stuff, Harry Potter.
Okay. Do you read a lot?
Yeah.
Do you read more than you watch TV?
Yeah. Unless I'm someplace that has cable. And I watch TV all the time.
Uh-huh. So you don't have cable at home?
No. Take it.
That's probably a good thing, huh?
But an old analog TV.
Oh, really? Wow. Okay. Okay, so, well, do you want to ask me anything?
Not really.
Okay, excellent. Moving on then. Okay, so now I'm going to ask about chess.
Okay.
First of all, how long have you been playing chess?
Since third grade.
Third grade, okay. So that's what, probably about 8 years old or so?
Yeah.
And that was the next question. How old were you when you first started to play? Who taught you to play chess?
Actually, my dad bought a chess computer program.
Oh.
So I took the chess tutorials on that and learned to play.
Does your dad play chess as well?
Sometimes.
Did you ask him to buy you the tutorial, or did he just do that on his
own? I think he just got it because he thought chess was something that I needed to know.
Oh, okay. Does your brother play too?
Yeah.
Do you have a chess rating?
Not really sure what that means.
I'm not either, actually. It will tell you kind of what level you're at, but we don't have to worry about that. You don't have one, it sounds like. I don't either. Do you have a chess coach or a teacher?
Miss Mix, who runs the chess club, sort of.
Okay.
She is in charge of the chess club here at school.
Okay. And so you can ask her questions?
Yeah.
Does she instruct you as well?
Not so much me, but some more beginning players,
okay.
Because I know pretty much all the stuff.
Okay. And so, do you belong to the chess club?
Sort of. It's kind of a drop-in thing.
Oh, okay. How often do you go?
Every week, and if I don't have a ton of homework or it's not canceled, something.
Okay, so it's just one day a week?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's that called? Chess club.
Just chess club.
Chess club, okay. And in a typical week, how much would you say you play chess? How often?
About three. I usually play about three games at chess club. And then one game over the weekend.
Okay. And who do you play with the most?
People at chess club, people who are always there, like me.
Okay. Are there a lot of those regulars?
A few.
Do you have one particular player you like to play with the most?
I like playing with Taryn because he's funny.
Keeps it light.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Can you name any famous chess players?
No.
That is just fine. You're too busy playing chess rather than
watching
it and reading about it. Okay. And do you ever play chess on a computer?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Well, it's pretty much the same as playing for real, sometimes easier because you can't make a mistake, like when you're in check, they won't let you move anything that would. Well, you have to get out of check, so it won't let you move anything that will do something other than that.
Okay.
So
it kind of keeps you sticking to the rules.
Yeah.
Okay.
Keeps you a lot more focused on it.
Okay.
Sort of.
Hmm. Is it more challenging when you play a computer versus a person?
Well, it can be, depending on the difficulty level I put it on.
Okay, right. Okay, so now tell me why you enjoy chess.
just sort of a social thing. Mm-hmm. I not complain. I occasionally win, so I just not complain.
Okay. So I'm not too familiar with a game of chess, really. So I'm sure that you know a lot more than I do. So I'd like to you to explain a few things to me, okay?
Okay.
First of all, how many people may play a game of chess at one time?
Two, one for each side.
And I've heard of simultaneous matches. Do you know what that is?
No. I think I've heard of that.
Tell me about the different pieces of chess and how they're supposed to move.
The pawns are set up in front of all the other pieces. They can only move one space, and thus it's their first move. Then they can move two spaces forward. They can only move forward except when capturing. They can only capture diagonally. Strangely enough.
And those are all the ones in the front row?
Yeah.
Okay.
And when a pawn reaches the king row of the opposite side of the board, there's a pawn promotion, and you can swap that pawn for any other piece, a knight, a bishop, a rook, a queen. When you play on the computer, it'll keep giving you any piece, even if you already have all of them. So I've ended up with five queens once.
So, what about the other pieces? What's behind that row?
In the corners, there are the rooks, also called castles. They can move only in a straight line, so along the ranks and files, or rows and columns.
Okay.
And they capture only straight. Same way they move. And next one in are the knights, the horses. They move in an L fashion, two up and one over inside, or two over, one up, an L like that. And they can pass through any pieces standing in the way of that, and they capture any opposing piece that happens to be on the square that they're moving to. You can't move it there if it's one of your own pieces.
So those are the knights.
Yeah.
Also the rooks, did you call them?
No.
No, that was the other one.
They're also called horses.
Okay. And then what's after that?
And the bishops, which are the tower things with a slit in them, and they move only diagonally. Capturing that way.
Okay. And then, next to them?
And then, middle you have the king, who can only move one space at a time, but he can move in any direction. And the queen, who can move any amount of spaces in any direction, making her the strongest piece.
That's
board.
The queen.
Yeah.
Okay, so now tell me about the goals of chess. In other words, what are the players trying to do?
They are trying to put the opposing player's king in a checkmate, where wherever they move, they will be in check, or they can at risk of being captured.
So now tell me the rules that players need to follow. In other words, tell me everything you can think about the game of chess so that someone who has never played before would know how to play.
Okay. I've already told you how the pieces move.
Mm-hmm.
You can move. Unless you're in check, you can move any piece you want to, as long as there's not something hindering them. Like, the knight is the only one that can move through other pieces. So, they could jump over the row of pawns first move. Get in front, but for a rook or a bishop, you'd have to move a pawn out of the way before you could move it out. so. It's one weak spot in the row of pawns, which usually serves as the defense against king and such. There is weakness, there's one pawn that is not protected by a rook or bishop or a queen. It's right in front of the bishop, so the bishop could only move to the side of it. It's right next to the king. He's the only one that could capture the any piece that goes there, and so that's part of a strategy that I use a lot. Mm-hmm. It's a three-move win. So you maneuver your queen so that she can take that piece. Before you do that, you have to have a bishop over here so it's on the same diagonal as that pawn, so the queen can't be taken. And if you do that quick enough, your opponent won't have moved any pawns, so the king won't have anywhere to move.
Oh. Is that a strategy that a lot of chess players know about?
Anyone who's played me knows about it. And you can find it in pretty much every chess tutorial. It's actually under advanced moves. But it's a pretty easy thing.
Okay. So do you read up a lot on strategy?
Sometimes I take tutorials for refresher course or something.
Mm-hmm. Huh. All right. So, let's see. So now I would like you to tell me about what a player should do in order to win the game of chess. In other words, what are some key strategies that every good player should know? And we started with that a little bit, I guess.
Yeah.
Are there some other kind of more basic strategies? Or non-basic?
Well, I don't know about other players, but I always start out using that. But since it's easy to block, if I can see that it's not going to work, then strategy usually goes out the window and I just work up an idea when I see an opening. And a lot of times in order to get a checkmate, he'll have to sacrifice. So one piece will have to be taken in order for another piece to move in. So.
Well, then let's see. Moving on. How long does it usually take to play a game of chess?
My three-move strategy works about 10 seconds. If it doesn't work, anywhere from 5 minutes to an hour. Well, I know games have lasted a lot longer than that.
That you've played yourself?
Not that I've played, but I know a more professional players, a game can last 3 hours.
Okay. But an hour is about your max?
Yeah.
Okay. And what makes a game last a long time?
If you're able to sense your opponent's strategy, if you're cautious and don't take reckless risks.
Okay. So what makes the game end quickly?
If you can get your opponent to move a piece out of the way quick enough. If you can cause an opening, then you could endanger the king, and then your opponent would have to move something to block that, and sometimes that would give you an opening to end the game really quick.
Okay. So, do you know how to use a chess clock?
I've never heard of it.
No? Okay. Then I won't ask you to tell me about it. Is there anything else you want to tell me about chess?
I can only think of two kind of advanced moves I haven't talked about.
Okay, go ahead, tell me.
There's the castle, where it involves the king and the rooks. Neither the king or the rook can have moved through the whole game. You can only do it once in a game. Each person can only do it once. The pieces in between the rook, the bishop and knight, or if it's on the other side, the bishop, knight, and queen have to be out of the way. And then, essentially, the king and rook switch places, but they're more condensed. So instead of being over here, they're right next to each other. But you can't pull that off if you're in check. I'm not sure why it's useful to do it when you're in check, but you can't.
The rule is you're just not allowed to. It's not that it's not possible. It's just the rule.
Yeah, it's the rule.
Okay, cool.
And also, there's en passant. It's a special move for pawns. It's not all that helpful, but it looks neat and can make you look more advanced than maybe you actually are.
Oh,
if a pawn has moved two spaces in one move, if you have a pawn that happens to be right next to it, your pawn can move behind it and it counts as a capture. It captures that other pawn.
Oh. Okay. Do you use that move very often?
The chance to use it doesn't come up very often because your pawn has to move out a little way.
Okay. Huh. Interesting. You make me want to learn how to play chess again. Do you ever play in school at all? Is it part of a class? Did you ever run it?
No.
No? Okay. All right. Anything else you want to tell me about chess?
Can't think of anything.
Are you and your brothers the only ones to play anything?
No, my cousins, most of my cousins play chess. Most of them can beat me.
Right now maybe, but you got it. You'll get them. Okay, great. Well, thanks for talking to me today. You've been very helpful.
Okay.
And I have some things for you.
Okay.
Say thanks. One is a pen from the University of Oregon.
Okay.
And a gift certificate to Dairy Queen.
Cool.
To say thanks, because you really helped us out today.
Okay.
All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your day, and good luck with your chess.
Thanks.
You're welcome. What class did we take you out of?
Math.
Oh, no. Is that good or bad?